Okay, there it is. You hear that?
Yeah.
It sounds
like Ashton Kutcher.
Sounds kind of dark because of the piano. Mm-hmm.
It's foreboding. Foreboding.
Foreboding. That's a foreboding
bait.
That's
foreboding. Hey.
Action features.
I'm finishing these off.
If you don't recognize the music, that's because you've never heard it. And
Mike broke other music.
We're still having problems with the thing, with the computer.
Yeah.
The computer is still...
We're just dealing with it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We're dealing with it. We're dealing with it.
We've been dealt a raw hand.
Yeah. From the Dell. Uh-huh.
That was pretty good. So anyway, we're still dealing with the technical difficulties. It wants to do a disk scan every time, and it takes like an hour. It takes like an hour to get through it, and we're not doing that. I'm not waiting. I'm not going to wait. I won't do it. Will you do it?
I won't do it.
No, neither of us are going to do that.
Uh-uh. Hey,
so anyway,
hey, buddy.
Sorry we took a week off last week. It was unintentional.
It was unintentional. We didn't intend to do it.
Some things came up to block us.
Yeah.
We got blocked.
Ah.
Ha!
Ah! That's okay, because we're back. In this episode...
With a vengeance. Back with a vengeance.
We got a top five list. We got a little catching up to do. That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going
to
do.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to us.
Hey, should we tell them the top five now or make them wait?
Well, they're probably going to see it in the title.
In the description.
Unless you make it secret. Tell them...
I don't want to build it up too much.
Yeah, you're right. It's not
the best.
It's not the best one.
It's not the best one.
Well,
cookie.
These are stale.
Mm-hmm.
These are real stale.
Oh, they weren't so bad.
They're supposed to be crunchy on the outside.
Eh.
Okay.
All right, top five list this week is top five cartoons that should have or you wished would have had a toy line.
That's right.
That's right. I was waiting for you to confirm if it was right or not.
That is right, actually.
It is right. That's the right thing. But before we get into that, let's do some catch up on some pop culture happenings.
Catch up the condiment?
Hey, what episode is this?
Catch up the condiment?
I don't know.
I think it's 60.
Rare. It might be.
Doesn't seem like a fair treatment for 60.
No.
Maybe it's not.
60's not really a big deal.
I guess not.
You know?
I mean,
who decided?
Like every time you get to an increment of 10,
yeah.
that's something.
Who decided that, though? Like, and people celebrate like the 75th, the 25th.
Mm-hmm. 60's a big deal.
Well.
Anyway. I only have a couple news items.
Oh, me too.
Well, between the both of us, maybe we'll come up with something.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Did you hear that the new 52 is coming up on its 52nd cancellation?
Nope.
52 titles canceled since they started this whole thing.
Hmm.
Pretty impressive.
From DC?
Yeah. Their whole thing when the new 52 started...
They're not getting enough orders?
Oh, the books aren't selling. Okay.
That would be a problem.
Yeah, the sales are... most books are pretty down. And they're under what they were before they started the whole new 52 thing. Good move, DC. Keep running that train into the ground. You know, you did this thing. You threw out all the old continuity, hoping to bring in these new readers. They stuck around for the speculation of it. And now everybody's moving on. All the speculators moved on. You got rid of the old readers. And now what are you left with?
Nothing.
It's got to end.
They took a risk.
It's got to end. They did take a risk. I think it was a ballsy move to do it. I'm allowed to say that. It's not a bad word.
No.
But you don't throw out the old to bring in the new. It's just it's silly. That's not how you handle a reboot. And now they're gonna. It seems like coming up 52 cancellations. That's a lot. They didn't do it like Marvel did it, where they kind of did a reboot without doing a reboot. You know, didn't go to the old stuff, didn't get rid of the old readers, but invited new readers in. And they don't give books enough of a chance. If it doesn't sell, it's over. Whereas Marvel, when they're doing a miniseries, or with a series, they'll let a creator finish it out, or they'll finish out a story arc or something like that, before they'll cancel a book.
Mm-hmm.
Or a book that is meant to only run a certain amount of time ends and then leads into something else, like the Superior Spider-Man book. That story was over, and it went back to Amazing Spider-Man. But that's not what the way DC is handling it. It's basically... You don't sell, you're gone.
Does anybody do one-offs anymore? You just do, like, an issue and that's it? That's
well,
the issue? Well,
the thing that DC's doing now is that they were doing, like, little series and then they would kill them off. And they were having another series come in to replace it, so they would always have 52 titles. But now they've got books that are making weekly, so that will count as their 52 things they put out. It's just really, it's a silly thing. There are specials here and there, And there are some good ones that aren't involved in the New 52 universe. Mm-hmm. That they're kind of going back to the old. But I think it's very telling that the New 52 books still say New 52 on them. Mm. If this is your universe, I think it's 3 years now that this has been going on. If this is it, why do the books still say the New 52? Other than to designate them as this separate universe, so that way when they eventually go, okay, we're bringing out the old continuity, sales have dipped this far, we have to go back. You can look at all those books and count that as the New 52 universe. If this was it, I mean, after Crisis happened back in the 80s, not all the books said on the front cover, post-crisis for 3 years. It was just, that was it. That's the universe now. That's how it is. Whereas this, there's a designation on there that tells you, this is still this different continuity that we've made up, and this is something else.
Maybe they think it sounds cool.
It doesn't sound cool to me.
Hmm.
There was something I just wanted to talk about. I thought it was interesting. Almost 52 cancellations since they started it.
Two things that rhyme. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, a few episodes back, I talked about the Cheez-Its with the grooves in them. And I wound up with some by default. I don't know.
By buying them somehow.
I didn't buy them. Somebody else bought them. My mom or somebody bought them. And they wound up in my possession. And I tried them. And I have to say they are good.
They are good.
I don't think that they replace a chip.
Why don't we eat? Are there still some left?
There are still some.
Let's each have one right now.
Well, they're stale.
That's okay.
They're a little stale.
They're probably still good.
I see what they're trying to do, but I don't think... I mean, it tastes as good as some...
They're a little stale.
Some chips that are out there.
They weren't as good as they were before.
It's a similar problem to our complaints about Cheez-It in general. It's just that we love Cheez-Its. That should be enough. Anyway, so I'm just saying they're not bad.
No.
And they don't taste just like Cheez-Its.
They do taste different. They have a different texture. It's very crisp.
It's a different crunch.
Yeah.
But it's not a chip crunch. It's like a baked cracker crunch or something. It's different.
You know, I should say to Brendan for his log, I was eating... what was I eating? When we started off, I was eating Ruffles Deep Ridged, Ridges two times as deep, bacon and cheddar loaded potato skins.
Whoa, I bet you could really dip those.
And then we're eating stale, generic vanilla cookies.
Blech.
Yeah, they're all right.
It's what we have.
All right, so you said that. I don't think we talked about the Batman outfit from the new Batman vs. Superman.
We haven't. That happened.
That happened while we were away. That
happened while we were away.
Okay, cool. So he's got a Batman outfit that looks more like Dark Knight Returns. Doesn't mean the movie's going to be good.
Yeah.
Guys, quit freaking out.
Well, we have two different freakouts. There's people that are complaining, which I really don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are saying it's going to be the best movie ever.
Which I totally don't understand.
I also don't understand because you're getting one character of what? Like, there's like... how many heroes... how many characters have been announced in this?
Well, I mean...
Cyborg, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, Lex Luthor, Superman, Batman, and possibly Joker now, too.
That's...
and then whoever Jason Momoa is playing. Who knows?
Well, anyway, I think that... my personal opinion is just that Ben Affleck will be a good Batman.
I think he's a good
actor. I think the suit looks pretty darn good. You might have said this. A second favorite suit to Michael Keaton's.
To the two Michael Keatons.
Exactly.
I think it's the best suit since the Michael Keaton suits.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous how... there's two things that I think are ridiculous that everybody's saying. Finally, a comic book suit.
Yeah.
That, to me, is ridiculous. Because the first Batman movie suit, although it's all black, it's very much a comic suit.
Very much.
And this suit is taking design cues from other things, and it's got these kind of lines in it and stuff like that. So you can't say, oh, well, they changed it to black. Well, they changed some stuff on the Ben Affleck suit. It's also not 100% straight from the comic. It's not gray tights with black underwear and all those things. It's been changed as well. It's interpreting things from the comic. I think the 89 suit is interpreting things from the comic as well. So don't say to me, finally, a comic suit. I hate that. It's not. Go back and watch 89. That's a comic suit.
It really is.
So that's frustrating to me. And the other thing that was frustrating that people kept saying to me was, man, he got jacked. Look at him. He's jacked. Well, you guys know that those aren't the real muscles.
Those
aren't real muscles, right? No, he got jacked. He's been working out. There is no material that goes on into muscle like that. Maybe he did get jacked up.
He's in good shape.
He's in good shape, yeah. He's not in that good a shape. Those are rubber muscles. You cannot tell me that those are not rubber muscles. I mean, material doesn't work like that. It doesn't get into every fold and crease of your muscles. It doesn't work. So that that
you're,
gonna,
you're not
going to
show your abs
no,
through a rubber shoe.
They're not
going to
rip out through that. Well, you're not a Power of the Force 2 Lando figure. Your abs aren't going to come through a shirt. So that to me is silly.
That's probably a couple. Some people weren't thinking clearly. They weren't thinking clearly. Overall, whatever we think about the movie, I think it could be a very good Batman.
It could, yeah.
I don't care about the film. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not either.
Really.
I don't want to bash it.
I don't have any faith in it.
I just don't care.
After seeing Superman Man of Steel, I didn't enjoy it at all. As much as I think maybe the Ben Affleck could be a good Batman, and as much as I like the suit, I'm not saying I don't like the suit. I like the suit a lot. You're still in a Superman Man of Steel sequel, even though they're changing it to Batman versus Superman now, The Dawn of Justice, which is basically you're just saying this is the Justice League prequel. It's just there's too many things going on with it. And then you got David Goyer, who's like the guy that's kind of helming the whole universe building of DC's classic the DC movies. And he's out there saying things about She-Hulk that he doesn't know anything about the character, saying that she was invented for somebody to be with the Hulk, and that's really his cousin in the comics. And it's just, he said some really horrible things, like just really terrible things about the She-Hulk character that were really abrasive and just not cool. And then he also said something to the effect of, somebody mentioned Martian Manhunter, he said, well, if he were to be in the movies, he'd definitely be called that, because that name is just too goofy. Too goofy?
He's a Martian. Manhunter sounds cool.
There's a movie coming out from Marvel called Guardians of the Galaxy that has a Rocket Raccoon character. He's a raccoon that's shooting guns, and a character that's like a plant man that all he says is, I am Groot. And Marvel's like, yep, we're putting them in there. That's okay. But over at DC, Goyer's saying that we can't possibly call him Martian Manhunter. What?
That seems silly to me.
Then don't put him in the movie, dude. Yeah. Then don't put him in there. How about that? If you think it's too silly, maybe you shouldn't be making comic book movies.
There you go.
Maybe that's what.
If you don't want to make, if you don't put make comic book themed movies, maybe you shouldn't make comic book movies. If you don't like comic books,
there you go,
sir. I think Guardians of the Galaxy looks fun.
I think it looks fun too.
I'm not going to go out and see it.
Dude, I've heard nothing but good stuff about that X-Men movie.
I don't have time, really.
Everybody's saying it's the best X-Men movie of all.
Really?
It fixes a lot of problems from the other X-Men movies. And it's just a ton of fun.
Well, you see it and let me know what you think.
Dude, I haven't seen Captain America 2 yet.
Yeah, you gotta see that.
I have to see that before I've seen anything else. I'm just not into going to movies anymore. We've talked about this before.
It's a lot of effort for
a lot of money.
Yeah, for money and for, you don't know what you're gonna get.
Yeah. What do you got? What else you got?
Well, Adam Sandler said that he was asked about hosting SNL. He said, why should I do that? Which I thought was cool. He's had some stinker movies.
Yeah.
But I like
he knows it.
But I like Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that he's just kind of like, he said, I've done everything that I could, you know, that I wanted to do on that show. I don't need to go back there. And he said, I don't even know if I would be any good. So I think for a star, for somebody who's in movies all the time and probably would get a decent paycheck to host and all that stuff is just beyond it. You know, he doesn't care. He's did what he did there. And now he's not even sure that he could offer anything.
Yeah.
And that's humble to me for a star to say, you know what? It's best to leave it to people that are going to, you know, do a good job.
I like that he said something else recently too, where he talked about his films are basically just a vacation. Any movie he does, like,
yeah,
he accepts it and he's like, well, why don't we set it in Hawaii, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, let's do that. And he's like, okay, cool. And then he's going to Hawaii and he's getting paid, you know? And I think that's, I mean, okay, he makes crappy movies, that's fine, but he freely comes by and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
People still pay the money to see it.
I have to say, I watched Grown Ups 2 for free.
Yeah.
And I found myself laughing at some parts. It was very funny. I didn't think Grown Ups, the first one, was funny at all.
I'll tell you what, man. I'll be first in line for a Billy Madison 2. I don't care if it's as bad.
He's not going to do it.
If he ever did that, and it's just as bad as everything else he's doing lately, I would still be first in line.
Yeah, you'd see Billy Madison 2.
I would still see Billy Madison 2. All right. So Maddie messed up again.
Oh, boy.
Reverse shoulders on the Intergalactic Skeletor.
Oh, boy.
You know, that the whole thing with Stinkor and the reverse shoulders is what kind of killed me on the Motu climb, where he came out and he said, that's a design choice. We did it to make it pop more.
Yeah.
The reverse forearms, it was. And now this comes out, and he says, oh, well, it was a design choice. It was a design choice. It was a design choice for it to be wrong again. And then people came out and said, well, aren't the Four Horsemen the designers of this toy line? Why do you guys take it upon yourselves to change what they do? And he came back with something saying, the Four Horsemen are not toy designers.
What?
We're the toy designers.
They're just the sculptors?
Something to that effect. Something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
But people came back and said, well, they actually are toy designers. They have their own toy line.
They design toys.
They have the Outer Spacemen. They've got the Power Lords. They got the Tropolis, Seventh Kingdom. They're toy designers. And they came back and said, well, what I mean, of course I know they're toy designers. What I'm saying is for the Motu climb, they're just the sculptors. And we're the designers.
I see.
And, you know, they don't even sculpt their figures with articulation in there.
Okay.
Which is just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Hmm. Because they're done, they're sculpts. And they have the points where the articulation are supposed to be, and they're held together by pins. They're not going to, like, put actual joints, like, get plastic rivets and put them in there. But they're sculpting it with articulation points put in there. It's not... They're not giving them one just, like, solid sculpt and telling Mattel, here, you figure out where their articulation goes. Like a sculpture
with no
lines in there. You know, it's just like they're showing you exactly where the articulation is. It was just silly. And he just needs to just not talk. That would solve a lot of their problems if he just didn't talk.
Yeah, you could do that or just, you know, put the shoulders on correctly.
Yeah. Put it together the way
you
it's
could tell if stuff is straight. I mean, you don't put a backwards leg on there and just be like, oh, that was an aesthetic choice, you know, because we're trying to switch it up here. Put the knee joints go
you're
backwards.
You're better off just submitting the truth. Nobody's buying the whole, we did it as a design choice thing. They didn't buy it for Stinkor. They're not buying it for this. So you're better off just saying, yeah, we goofed. We hope that you still like the figure. We hope it's not too detrimental to you to see it that way.
Yeah.
But that's what we have, and that's what
we're putting
out.
That would be nice to hear.
That would be much nicer to hear. It would be, you're being honest, you're being truthful. And people would accept the truth a lot more than they would accept a fib to get away with something.
I would not expect the figures to come with good, with appropriate placement. Was it quality control? I would not expect good quality control for $30 a figure.
Oh, wait.
Because, you know, they're just doing that for cost.
Yeah.
They're just doing that for cost.
They're not making any money.
It's a charity. For people who like He-Man.
Well, I got that Multiverse Batman, and it had the reversed forearms.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a few pictures of people online that have the reversed forearms. It's not a big deal to fix it, but it's just, I don't know any other company that this happens to
constantly,
all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's a constant thing of them having reversed limbs or switched out forearms or something like that. And I don't know of any other company that happens.
I like those figures too, but once again, the price point for $15 for a 4-inch figure
is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You should have some sort of quality control. I understand.
I will
once
give them
in a while,
pass.
A paint rubs or something like that. I understand things happen, but
I will give them a pass on it being 15. That's Toys R Us's decision.
Yeah,
you know?
I might buy one for 15. I'm not even knocking that. I'm just saying for that price, there should be a higher standard of quality control overall across the board for your company. Because
I totally agree. If you're having such a problem with it, then somehow mark the limbs. Like, put a little R inside the rivet or something like that.
Yeah.
Little L. And that way, when they're assembling it, they can look and go, oh, RL. This is all the Rs. This is all the Ls. These go here. These go here.
You know, this didn't happen with 5 points of articulation figures.
It never did. And you know, some people were trying to argue with me about that, you know, because I kind of gave him a pass on the Batman. Because I was like, it's an easy fix. It's a $10 mass market figure. It may not be widespread. It could just be mine that was messed up.
That is true. This is a bigger deal than, I mean, it's we got a higher production number, I'm sure.
Yeah. So there's a lot of them floating around. It's already been shown that it's not across the board. There have been some that have shown up just fine.
Yeah.
So I just got bad luck on the figure I had, but it was an easy, easy fix. And I was trying to explain that, like, okay, you know, it's a $10 figure, and I did have to do a little thing on it, but thankfully it was something easy. And somebody was saying, well, this never happened with those old lines. And I'm like, well, it was a lot harder for it to happen on an old line.
Yeah.
If you switched out a right arm and a left arm, you could tell because it had no articulation in it.
Right.
It would look completely ridiculous to have a right arm on the left side and a left arm on the right side. Whereas nowadays, that one arm has let's say, one, two...
At least three.
Three, four, five, yeah. six. Six pieces, maybe, inside of it.
Yeah, maybe.
And one of them... And they look pretty identical because they're sculpted in different sections. It's not just one bent arm. And so stuff like that could happen. And, you know, the same thing happens with the Motu Klein, but that's a $30 figure. That really shouldn't happen on a $30 figure.
It should not.
For parts that you're seeing again and again and again. On a mass market figure that's kind of cheap, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
But for a $30 figure, it's kind of inexcusable.
And really, the biggest point is still just the lying about it to cover it up. That's silly. What else? Right. What else is going to happen?
I'm excited about the multiverse line. I do want to say that.
Yeah.
All I have is Batman so far. I'm hoping that maybe some of my friends will find them in stores and call me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry.
You did find them in stores.
I did find them in one store.
Didn't call me.
I did not call. You already had the one.
I had Batman. I need maskless Batman. I need Zod.
What usually happens is I put out the word, and you guys find something that I can't find at all.
Yeah.
And so I assumed that
I'm sick about this. I've already gotten sick about this. I've already been sick.
I have one more piece of news.
What do you got? You getting texts?
Yeah.
Why don't you move it away from the soundboard, man, so it doesn't vibrate everywhere.
Sorry,
your iPhone.
Sorry, my man. Jurassic World. The plot for Jurassic World got leaked, and it's been confirmed that that's basically what you were saying earlier.
What I told you earlier, it is it?
Is it.
Well, hang on. If nobody wants to hear anything about Jurassic World...
Yes.
Just don't listen for the next 5 minutes.
Not even that.
Next couple minutes.
Yeah.
If you do want to hear a little bit of spoilery type stuff about Jurassic World, then just stick with us. Don't go anywhere.
Hang around.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, what you were saying about a trainer who has these dinosaurs. He's training dinosaurs, and then there's bad dinosaurs on the island, and so he uses the good dinosaurs to... Well, the director basically said that there are not good and bad dinosaurs per se, but there is a trainer, and it's supposed to take place on the island like 20 years after the original Jurassic Park, and they now do have a theme park.
Yeah.
And it's gotten to the point where, like they're over it. Like, kids are visiting, and they're kind of over it because it's not a big deal to them anymore.
Which it'll never not be a big deal to see dinosaurs.
Well, that's what you think, but look at the zoos now. I mean, when do you see a lion? You don't see a lion in America.
Cincinnati Zoo has a lion.
Exactly. And the Jurassic Park Zoo would have a dinosaur. And so after 20 years, let's say the park gets, like, going, kids are more interested in, okay, I've already seen the T-Rex.
I think that's silly, though. The zoos are still popular. They've been around for how many years?
They have been. But I guarantee...
And they don't have extinct creatures there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I don't think they're
amped up
about it.
Oh, man. My kids get amped up about the zoo.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And they might.
I think the Jurassic World plot is flawed right off the bat.
Your kids would like Jurassic
Nobody's
World.
Nobody's getting tired of a dinosaur world.
Well, they might. People get used to things, and people are now just want to be
the dino world.
Their head pumped full of technological things like text messages and
stone world
and tweeters.
Yeah,
they get their tweeter phones out.
Tweeters.
They get their tweeter phones out and get
ugh a brana. Wait, brontosaurus. I can't say that one because that one's not a real one. Ugh. An apatosaurus?
What, a brontosaurus?
No, thanks. Yeah, there's no such thing as a brontosaurus.
Since when? They changed that now?
That was changed a long time ago. That was a mistake. They mixed up some bones.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
It's the apatosaurus.
Bone mixing up going on.
Oh, the apatosaurus? No, thanks. I'd much rather play Candy Crush 9000. See, I made a number on it.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
The future version.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I like your line right there. I think that could be in the movie.
It might as well be in the movie.
Anyway, my point...
You know, it's the future. They can even say, ugh, Diplodocus? No, thanks. I'm on level 9,000 on future Candy Crush. You know?
Yes.
You see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, regardless of what you might think about the plot, and I'm not sure what I guess I'll wait to see, you know, how it's handled in a Jurassic World.
In a Jurassic World.
Which I...
It's
kind of
silly.
A silly title.
They stole that from us.
I don't know if it's because we've been using World.
I think it is. I think it's that's why there's that comic Avengers World.
Yeah, it's Avengers World. But anyway,
man, I'm so excited about her Star World project. I'm not gonna say what it is.
Water Worlds.
I'm not gonna say what it is.
Water
Worlds. I am so excited about our upcoming Star Worlds project.
If we ever talk about Water World, we have to change it to Water Wars.
Yeah. If we ever talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's gonna happen. But anyway, the director was saying that he was really pretty upset that it leaked, and he was like, "I remember the good old days where you could like have a movie come out and you could just experience the film as it was happening.
I'm with him.
All it takes is one person to ruin it for everybody, and I immediately sympathized with him at that point. I was like, okay, yeah, I could feel that guy's pain. He's working on this project, and some goofus in his, you know, staff or whoever just was like, I'm gonna tell everybody about what's happening.
It's a crazy different time, man.
It is.
When we grew up versus how my kids and when you have kids, how they're gonna grow up, as opposed to what we experience with movies. Because it's like, you knew a movie was coming and you would see little bits and you'd see a commercial and be like, wow, that's crazy, this is gonna be amazing. And then you see it for the first time and it's like all new. You know, it's like you didn't know what was coming.
Yeah, you're all along for that ride instead of being like, okay, I'm waiting for this part that I've like, oh, I know this thing's
and it's
happen.
Overboard with the trailers and the commercials nowadays. It's see everything in these commercials. Yeah. And back then you get like one or two commercials and like one trailer and that was it. Like 89 Batman, there was that little the teaser trailer, the theatrical trailer, and a few TV spots. But you still didn't know.
The internet's.
Yeah, now the internet's. Everything's
like
out there.
If you have a screen it's just feeding media 24/7.
Yeah.
The writer, they have to have something to talk about.
That's why
you
have to be careful of a Star World 7.
Got
to
be careful with Star World 7.
I don't want to know what's going to happen to Star World 7.
At this point, I think I know everything that I need to know.
I want to see a trailer.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see that kind of stuff, but I don't want to hear anything about the plot.
Yeah.
I really want to be really surprised going into it.
I agree. Okay, so anyway, I just want to say that about a Jurassic World.
All right. Want to do this?
I want to do
top five cartoons that we wish would have had toys.
That never had a toy line.
That never had a toy line.
But should have.
But should have.
Okay.
There's a couple here on my list that I kind of have to explain where you could kind of say, oh, well, they did this toy.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, well, that's not what it's not like the line.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand fully what you're saying.
Okay. You want to do honorable mentions first, or you want to go ahead and...
I
will say this one because it did have a toy line, and it had it overseas, but it wasn't here.
Okay.
Dinosaucers.
Dinosaucers!
I wanted Dinosaucers toys so bad as a kid.
That was going to be on my list, but I remember seeing the...
There was the overseas. They did some toys, and so I couldn't really count it because there were toys for it, just weren't here.
I used to love Dinosaucers also.
I loved Dinosaucers.
It was a very cool...
It would have made the list had I not seen those
Dinosaurs in the 80s, man. They were pushing dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs was so cool.
Everything was dinosaurs.
They were like dinosaurs and space stuff all in one.
Right. And very an action smart. Thing. All Yeah, it was cool. All right,
so what's your number five?
Number five, I'm going to say gummy bears.
Interesting.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
That's good.
Yeah, gummy bears.
Yeah. That is one where they did the little PVC things.
They did PVCs for a cereal.
And that one was one where I was content with the PVCs.
I was too, really. But to be quite honest, I had a hard time making this list. And that's only because we grew up in a time we were very, very blessed in a way. Mm-hmm. You had a line for everything that was out, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so I had a hard time actually scrounging up five. I knew a couple that were like right off the bat.
I agree.
But...
This was harder than I thought it would be to find five.
Yeah.
And that was because of things like the cereal premiums, where it kind of did the job, or Happy Meal toys that kind of did the job. And there's a couple on here that had those things, but I didn't think they were very good, or that they weren't good enough, and it really needed a full-blown toy line.
All of my favorite cartoons had a line.
Yeah.
Even if they weren't very good.
Oh, no doubt.
Thundercats, you know, I would have liked a better line.
The toys are not so good. But
they were fun.
There could be a whole different list of
they were fun.
Top five cartoons that should have had a better toy line. And Thundercats would be really high on my list.
Yeah, mine too.
Number five for me is Danger Mouse. I loved the Danger Mouse cartoon. I loved Count Duckula, too. I loved them both. Mm. But I really wanted Danger Mouse toys. And I think they've done some kind of Lego-y type things recently for it. But I don't count that. I really wanted Danger Mouse action figures.
Yeah. Danger Mouse.
And I wanted them so bad as a kid.
Not the same as Mighty Mouse.
Not the same as Mighty
Mouse.
They
did some Mighty Mouse...
little PVCs or something.
They were like they were in a flying pose, and they had a suction cup.
Yep.
I had some...
It was like Wendy's or something?
Yeah, it was something.
Like
it was... Yeah. I had some of those, and I loved it as a kid.
Danger Mouse, though. So it's a British cartoon that was sent over here, along with the Count Duckula. They were done by the same company.
Yeah.
And I loved the cartoon, and I wanted toys so bad for that cartoon. But it never happened.
I'm sorry you didn't get it. My number four is Phantom 2040.
Hmm.
A little later cartoon, but I loved that cartoon when I was younger.
That whip thing he had?
It was a cool whip thing.
Lasso or whatever
He had the flying motorcycle. They were all stretched and kind of lanky. It was an Aeon Flux type.
Very much Aeon Flux design.
Yeah, but it was Phantom, and it was cool.
Yeah,
and I wanted toys so bad, and I don't know why. I don't know why
that was
it
a cool cartoon.
Really happen.
Number four for me, and you may consider this a cheat. Back to the Future, the cartoon.
Yeah, that's... Well, it's, no, it's that's kind of, it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
I, that had crossed my mind, but and I realized I didn't want...
I wanted the I thought, when even when that cartoon came out, I was even thinking, well, this is my chance.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to make Back to the Future cartoon toys.
Right. That would have been...
That'll be good enough.
That would have been good enough.
Yeah, that'll be good enough.
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen. And that's a perfect opportunity back then to have done Back to the Future toys and not pay for the likenesses.
Just like they did Bill and Ted.
Exactly.
Yes.
It would have been a great time to just put out Back to the Future toys when that cartoon was happening.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
So that's my number four, Back to the Future.
I love the Bill and Ted figures.
I did too. They were great.
They were cool.
Great heads. Kenner rocked it, man.
Sure did. What are we on? Number three?
Yes.
Number three is Chip and Dale.
That's a good one.
Rescue Rangers.
Another one where the PVCs did a good enough job for me.
Oh, you were satisfied with the PVCs.
I was satisfied with the PVCs because they did everybody that you needed.
Yeah.
Except for Zipper. You had Chip and Dale, you had Gadget, and you had Monterey mm-hmm. Jack.
We did the PVCs, and then there were premiums that they were, had little vehicles.
Yeah, that was a Happy Meal premium or something like that.
I had some of those, and I played quite a bit with those. But
for me, the PVCs did the job because they were small, and the Rescue Rangers were small. Right. So I kind of like took it as, oh, these are almost like to scale, you know? And you had the four you needed right there.
You don't need a whole lot of articulation to play with Chip and Dale.
I did love Rescue Rangers. Cartoon and
yeah,
it would have been cool to have a full blown toy line for them to do that. Like the vehicle they had that was like a bleach bottle that was like a flying bleach bottle thing that Gadget had changed around.
Yeah, all the vehicles and stuff would have been cool.
Number three for me is now this has had some figures, but I don't consider them figures at all. They were like statues from McFarlane, and that's Johnny Quest. Johnny Quest should have a full blown toy line.
Yeah,
there were going to be those 12 inch figures. Those still never happened. There was that one statue thing. That wasn't good enough.
Let's talk about this in a second.
Okay, we'll wait on Johnny Quest for the rest of the time. So that's my number three. So what's your number two?
My number two is, if you remember, and if any of our listeners remember, Galtar and the Golden Lance.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, I wanted figures for that cartoon. I don't think it was on very long, but I remember seeing it. I was enthralled with it. I thought it was just a great idea. And there was a guy at my church in the youth group. Now, he was older than me, and he worked at Toys R Us. I was like four years old or 5 years old or something.
Yeah.
And he worked at Toys R Us, and I thought he would know. If anybody, I said, have you ever seen action figures that has a guy with double swords, laser swords, and a horse? And I didn't know what the cartoon was called. I distinctly remember asking him about it, and he was like, nope.
No.
Nope, I've never...
Beat it, kid.
Never seen that. Hey, scram, kid.
Yeah. Kid, I don't know, and you're bothering me.
But anyway, Galtar, since I was very young, I always thought...
That's great.
It would be cool.
Number two for me, and this one is, again, one that you could kind of argue with me on, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Well?
There was a Spider-Man figure in Secret Wars.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you.
There was an Iceman in Secret Wars overseas, but again, those are Secret Wars figures.
Yeah.
I wanted Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. I wanted an Iceman, a Firestar, and a Spider-Man that were from that cartoon.
Yeah.
And they did it years later as a Marvel Universe pack, the three of them, sort of an Amazing Friends type of deal. But that was years later. I wanted these as a kid. I wanted a Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends toy line. I wanted those three, and I wanted bad guys. I wanted the whole thing.
Yeah.
I loved that cartoon as a kid. It was one of my favorite cartoons.
You loved Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends,
yeah.
The cartoon.
I loved it.
It's cool.
It's my number two. I know what your number one is. It's Johnny Quest.
You know, it's Johnny Stole the thunder. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Set up the standard for action adventure cartoons and never got the treatment.
Never got it.
They had the series in the 60s. Then they did reruns through the
70s. Yeah.
Then they did a brand new
Which is not very good.
Series.
The 3D one?
Well, that was later. In the 80s, they did
a second run, which was
basically a continuation of the first. And they were pretty good. They weren't as good as
the
first
old ones.
But they were pretty good. Mm-hmm. And during the 80s, during a time when everything was getting made.
The one that gets it is the third dimension one or whatever it was.
That's right.
The worst one of the bunch gets the toy line.
It was that's the Real Adventures of Johnny Quest, I think. And some of those cartoons in the second series are actually watchable. They're pretty good. But they had that whole quest world thing where the CG animation thing. It looked like a reboot.
It was
kind of weak. It was really weak, actually. And the figures were not good.
No, they were not good at all. No, and, they had weird articulation points and just funky sculpts.
they were.
Who did those? Was it Trendmasters? It feels like it was Trendmasters.
It might have been. I kind of don't.
It probably think wasn't. So. No, it was Galoob or something like that, yeah, wasn't it? Was it the people made Extra Squad figures, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, because they were the same scale the same kind of as aesthetic Extra Squad. And, so, anyway.
It deserves a full
then,
on.
Then McFarlane gets the license, and you're like, oh, yeah, finally. And they give you a Johnny Quest with a rocket pack, which never like happened in the cartoon. I mean, in the original ones, it doesn't happen in the series, and as a statue.
Yep.
And nothing. Nobody else. No Race Bannon? No freaking Race Bannon?
You're not going to do Race Bannon?
You're going to do Dr. Quest?
You're not going to do Haji?
Are you going to do Dr. Quest or Haji? What? No.
No?
How about Race Bannon?
Wasn't Bandit somewhere on that thing?
Bandit came with it, somewhere? Yeah. Bandit came with it. But there was... and then this... who's got it now?
I think Playing Mantis or something Playing like that was going to do 12-inch figures.
Yeah.
But it never happened.
And then there's a company right now that does all the Hanna-Barbera figures, and they do a good job.
Oh, yeah, that's Jazzwares.
Jazzwares is doing...
Yeah.
And I thought, they've Here's got it. Chance. Certainly they're going to do that right off the bat. But no, they gave us, like, Secret Squirrel. And
they're,
and
now they're failing.
They're failing because nobody... Anyway. Anyway, that's my number one.
Johnny Quest has had the longest run where he needed it.
Longest run of nothing.
My number one, and I can't believe it didn't make your list,
well,
was DuckTales.
I know, that's why I didn't make my list.
Come on, DuckTales? You don't get a toy for that?
I know.
Wait a second.
You said this to me before, and I knew you were going to have it on your list, so I
kind of figured that's why you left it off.
Yeah.
You're going to give Darkwing Duck a toy line. You're going to give Tailspin a toy line.
Yeah.
But the most popular Disney Afternoon cartoon
of
all.
The one that set off all those,
the one that really got the whole ball rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Gummy Bears came first, maybe? Did it come first?
Well, I don't think that got the ball rolling.
But DuckTales really brought it home. That's the best one of the bunch, and you're not going to do toys for it. What?
Why not?
You're going to get put out some cereal premiums. That one was not acceptable to me. Because I think all they made was Scrooge, Gizmo Duck, one of the kids, maybe? I don't remember who else.
They had one of the kids with a flashlight, I think.
Yeah.
I had the Gizmo Duck.
Yeah.
And I really liked that. I liked having that.
I loved Gizmo Duck. Gizmo Duck was awesome. And had he been brought into the Darkwing Duck toy line,
yeah,
I would have bought Gizmo Duck in a second. I think he was slated for the second series that didn't get made.
Oh, really?
Of the Darkwing Duck toy line.
That's a shame.
Yeah, because
he crossed over, right?
Yeah.
He was in the...
Launchpad crossed over, and then Gizmo Duck crossed over.
That's cool.
But I wanted a full-blown DuckTales toy line. I mean, with like a Money Bin playset and Launchpad and his helicopter and just like the whole thing. And that was a cartoon that was really, really, really popular.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why it didn't happen. Like, I still
I don't know either.
Why the DuckTales toy line didn't happen.
The other ones were good.
They were really good figures. Playmates did a great job on those.
Yeah, they did.
I
never had a Darkwing.
I had Darkwing. He was the worst of the bunch, actually.
He had the hat that came
off with
the...
crazy spinning hat.
Why do that?
Why did you do that?
Here's the second
series of that looked great.
Yeah, they did. Here's a note for toy manufacturers. Save action features, not the podcast.
Hey, save the podcast.
Donate
today.
For the second or third waves when you know that you've already gotten a good figure out. And don't put them on the main character. Because they mess up hats. Look, people, you don't need a removable hat. This new company, Rocketeer doesn't need a removable helmet.
He doesn't.
Okay, it looks silly. It looks too big. Indiana Jones with the removable hat. It looks
like a huge,
like a Ferrell hat.
It does look ridiculous.
Pharrell Williams or whatever his name is.
Why did I don't know. I still don't get why they did it. Why they thought it was important to make his hat spin.
It doesn't happen.
Like, I don't remember that ever happening on the show. It was more of a serious. It's still a cartoony Disney cartoon, but it had a more serious character. And in the second wave, they weren't going to do that. Like Negaduck, he had a regular hat.
Yeah,
you know?
Negaduck had a regular hat.
And I was like,
hat.
Man, I would like to just bought an extra Negaduck and repaint it as Darkwing. Yeah. You know,
that was a cool cartoon.
It was a really neat cartoon.
Speaking of hats, I was at the store and I saw this Maleficent.
Oh yeah.
Hat available. It's like a role play witch hat.
Oh, with the horns.
Yeah.
Huh. That's
stupid. It just strikes me as weird. Like, who's going to want to play that?
Who's wearing that around?
The little girl. Is there a little girl that wants to be?
I'm sure there is.
Maleficent. That's what I'm calling it.
I don't know.
You want to be Maleficent? I was going to buy that hat and use it as my Batman costume.
It was too much investment.
It's silly. Silly looking.
It is. That's a silly idea. I want to see that.
I don't know.
All right. That was a good list.
Well, that's that. Sorry. Sorry
for what?
I'm just sorry about a lot of things.
I was feeling pretty good about this episode until you did that.
Well, I was starting to say that I'm sorry. No, we won't be recording next week.
Oh yeah,
again. So we're back on our every other week schedule. Mm-hmm. But
I can't promise that I'll be here the week after. Let's see.
Are you serious?
Well, hang on, let me look at the dates. Hmm. So you're going to be gone through the 5th, right?
Bad dates. Yeah, I
You'll
guess
be gone
so.
June 1st to the 7th. The next week after that is June 8th through the 14th. Baby's due on the 17th. Really? So if she goes full term, then I'll be there for that next episode. Otherwise, it'll be a delay.
You should just skip it.
I'll just skip it. You know what we should probably do is, if nothing has happened by the time you get back, we should probably record earlier in that week, just in case.
That's fine.
You know what I mean?
That's fine.
Hey, look, just because we're going on vacations, having babies and things like that, doesn't mean we're trying to let you guys down.
Look, we're not trying to let you down.
We're never trying to let you guys down.
We are your biggest fans.
We love you guys. You're the lifeblood of Action Features, the podcast.
The lifeblood.
The lifeblug.
Lifeblove.
It's the lifeblug. The toy industry took a dive, man. All right. I guess that's it for this one, right?
That's it for this one.
Okay. Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye.
Have a good night.
Goodbye.